This is regional news coverage from the KBIA Newsroom. I'm Raymond Tongakar. Missouri Governor Jay Nixon is wrapping up action on bills passed earlier this year by state lawmakers. Today, Nixon announced that he signed legislation that would require state agencies to review their rules every 5 years and eliminate any determined to be unnecessary. State regulations would need to be reviewed on a rotating schedule. He also signed a bill to repeal unfunded and obsolete programs. Only one bill remains on the governor's desk, a broad measure dealing with the judiciary and reducing the disparity in prison sentences between people convicted of crack and powder cocaine crimes. However, Nixon has said that he announced his final vetoes on Thursday. Legislation that is not signed or vetoed by Saturday automatically takes effect without the governor's signature. Missouri Auditor Tom Schweik says the state lost out on nearly $1.3 million because of how the Office of Administration has billed for a new phone system. The Jefferson City News Tribune reports that the Office of Administration was supposed to determine costs for the phone system and charge state agencies for their share. Money would be deposited in a revolving fund, which would be used to pay bills. However, auditors say the Office of Administration did not collect enough money from the agencies and instead used money included in its budget. Because of the underbilling, auditors say state agencies could not seek federal reimbursement for the costs. Auditors recommend charging the agencies for reimbursement. The Office of Administration warns the recommendation could violate federal regulations. Governor Jay Nixon has signed legislation that makes several changes to state election laws. The measure eliminates the option of holding June elections and says February elections can only be used for bond issues. But the new law also creates a new exception. It allows elections to be held on the canceled dates if school districts encounter financial hardships because of declines in per-pupil state funding of at least 5%. The measure also repeals a requirement to print party emblems on ballots. A crop duster plane has crashed in north-central Missouri, killing the pilot. The Columbia Daily Tribune reports that the crash occurred this morning in Randolph County when the small plane crashed into a cornfield north of Huntsville. Randolph County Sheriff Mark Nichols says the victim's name hasn't been released. Nichols says a witness told deputies that the small plane appeared to have clipped a treetop before crashing. He says the crop dusting plane was stationed in Sheridan County, but the sheriff's department hasn't confirmed the name of the flying service. A southeast Missouri county is facing an increasing number of indigent burials. Cape Girardeau County commissioners say the annual allotment for indigent burials has been used up for the year. The county has buried 5 people in 2012 who didn't leave behind enough money to cover the cost and don't have relatives or others who can pay. The Southeast Missourian reports that the number of indigent burials has been rising. From 2000 to 2005, the county paid to bury 8 people at a cost of $4,400. 20 burials or cremations since 2006 cost the county nearly $12,000. There have been 14 indigent burials since 2010. For KBIA News, I'm Raymond Tongakar.